The summer season was a good season this year. The Lord blessed in a special way. We gave out well over 800 invitations. Those went into schools, and we're able to give out some to various people. Some shops took invitations for us as well. And we're thankful for every invitation that went out into the homes in County Fermanagh. We had a great time with the boys and girls. They became detectives in our meetings, and they solved many mysteries from out of God's word. Our junior detectives were very alert, and I would say they were capable of investigating, decoding, and solving Bible mysteries. God was with us in our meetings. We knew much help. And the Lord gave the children a stillness as we taught God's word. And the children, I think, enjoyed the meetings. Our first mission was here in Bethel with 35 children on the roll. And 13 of those children were completely new to us. The numbers varied during the week, but our highest number that week, we had 30 children all piled in on this far side of the church. And they listened. And that was the lovely thing. Our second mission was in Lisbalaw, and our numbers there were not just as good, but still we had 18 children in total attend those meetings, and 18 on the highest night. I think we had 12 on the highest day. We had two boys came over from the Maguire's Bridge meeting, two little boys who didn't know much of God's word, but who really benefit from the smaller meeting and asked lots of questions and learned much. And we had a couple of girls from the Tresna meeting came. Pray for the Lisbalaw meeting. I sent out some more invitations this evening, and some parents have said, yes, we'll try and send our ones to Lisbalaw, or we'll send them to Maguire's Bridge, or send them up to Tresna. Pray that we'll get a good crowd of children there in Lisbalaw. We need the Lord to move in that village. Our final mission was in Maguire's Bridge, where we had 41 children on our rule book. And once again, Thursday was the big number, for we had 35 children in attendance on the Thursday morning. And 19 of those children were completely new to us. We had other children from our other BCC meetings came along to join us that week as well. The meetings ended in Maguire's Bridge on a real high. Everyone had left. I was doing my final walk round just to make sure all windows were closed, toilets were flushed, everything was perfect. And my phone rang. And I thought, oh dear, somebody must have forgot something. And it's going through my head. Did I see anything? Did I see a coat or a jumper or something left behind? But it was a granny phoning me to tell me, Gillian, there's somebody here wants to talk to you. And so there was a very young and bright and cheerful voice came on the line. And this wee voice said to me, Gillian, I've got saved. And I asked, well, when? Just now. So this little one had come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank the Lord for that. We rejoice in the salvation of that little lad. He's been in our meetings for quite some time, and he would listen. And when his granny would sing One Door and Only One with him, and she would ask him, and what side are you in? Granny, I'm still on the outside. And he knew he was on the outside. But then after that, after he received the Lord into his heart, what side are you on? Granny, I'm on the inside now. So he had that assurance of his sins forgiven. So we praise the Lord for that great token for good amongst the children. But I have to say, though we ended on a high with seeing and hearing of that little one coming to faith in the Lord, I can honestly say that the summer missions were a real blessing. And they really encouraged me, because Looking back over my stuff, I could say that this year we've had more new children in than we've ever had. And that's a result of God's people praying. And so we thank you sincerely for praying for the meetings. We thank the Lord for working in the heart of that little one. Our meetings with our young detectives just was a normal children's meeting, but we asked our detectives, we called them detectives, not boys and girls, various questions throughout the meetings, and hands were up and people were very excited to answer. We, in our quizzes, we would fish for clues. We also were trying to find a baddie who was hiding. And the children had a lot of fun with this one, because as soon as the baddie would pop up, well, it always gave me a shock, because you never knew when he was going to pop up at you. So I think the children were more laughing at me than laughing at the baddie coming up. Once again, the children were learning God's word. Most weeks, you had almost all of the children, if they didn't say the whole verse, were able to say part of their memory verse. The Lord says, "My word shall not return unto me void." So we rejoice in his word that has been hid in their hearts. And we ask you to pray that that word that they have hid in their heart will bear forth fruit in the days that lie ahead. I want to thank sincerely those who came along to help us, because without our gang of workers, we can't have those meetings. And we're thankful for those who came along and for those who were there at every meeting. And it's not just a matter of coming at the time of the meeting. You need to be there before that, because we need to get set up. We need to have someone ready to welcome the children in, someone to take their name for the roll, someone then to listen to memory verses, somebody else to escort the children to a seat. So we thank those who came along to help, who rearranged their schedules to come and to help reach the children in Fermanagh with the gospel. And I thank you also for praying, because we did know God's help. We really knew his help in our meetings. We are labourers together. We are labourers together. We saw his kingdom extended. We saw children learn the truths from out of God's word, who up until that point didn't fully understand. But children now know. And we thank you for giving your time to pray. Now, there was one funny incident with the children, and we had asked them, what led the children of Israel through the wilderness? And there was a wee hand went up, and this little girl was 6, and she says, a caterpillar. Now, you maybe didn't realise that, but she got part of it right. She got the pillar bit. So we all had a good giggle, but we couldn't laugh in front of the little mite, because she was extremely serious, because she felt she had the exact right answer for that question. But this year, we are planning to think about that we're fearfully and wonderfully made. That's our theme for this year. That we're made in God's image. And I want the children to see that every part of them is made in God's image. And what exactly does that mean? So we want to teach them that every boy, every girl, every mommy, every daddy, every granny, every granda, every person who has difficulty walking or difficulty seeing, difficulty talking, who is different from us, that we're all made in God's image. Pray that our children will understand and grasp that fact and respect everybody, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made in God's image. The Bible just doesn't teach us in Genesis that we're made by the Lord. Yes, we read in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. But also, if you look at Psalm 139:14, this will be one of our memory verses. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Psalm 100 and verse 3 tells us again, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Isaiah 43:7. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Even there in the New Testament, in Acts 17:26, and hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth. We want the children to grasp these facts. God has made us. We are made in his image. God does not make mistakes. We are perfect before him. We want them to realize that God is the Lord thy God, and that we're to fear his great and glorious name. And as Psalm 33:8 says, let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. We want our children to stand in awe of who God is. He's not Santa Claus, as would be portrayed in much of the media today. He is Almighty God. He doesn't make mistakes. He can't make mistakes. God is. These are all these truths that we want the children to grasp in this year. We'll be planting a lot of seeds, and we pray that these seeds will germinate in the hearts of our children. We don't want them just to be plucked away by the fowls of the air. We don't want the thistles of this world to come up and choke them. But we want these seeds to be planted in hearts which the Lord himself has prepared. Will you pray that the hearts of our children will be prepared to receive his word? We'll be covering creation of the world, of all the animals, large and small, the creation of mankind, that we're made in God's image, that we're different from animals, that God made all people. Doesn't matter what colour our skin is. It doesn't matter how fast we can walk. It doesn't matter how high we can jump. That we are all made in God's image. And then we want to look at the various parts of our bodies that God has made. And we've been able to get some fun facts and some interesting experiments that we're going to carry out with the children. We're going to do slightly different type of meeting. I think it's good for us to keep changing things, because then the children, they'll not know what's happening next. But the children will realise that we all have amazing bodies which he has created for us. Pray the Lord would help us get everything together. My file is filling out, but there's still gaps. I'm still waiting on one book to reach me. It hasn't arrived yet, and I need it. Pray that all the things will come together for us. Pray that the children will understand that even in the experiments, that will back up what we're teaching. And that they will grasp the facts that God made me. I am made in God's image. I am perfect as I am. I realise that there will be hard questions that some of the children will ask. Pray that the Lord gives us the right words, how to answer the children, that they will understand. Pray that the Lord will even help us to get something to do in the middle of the term. We always do something a wee bit different in the middle of the term. Pray the Lord will lead us to something to do there. We'll have orange juice and bickies that night as well. It's not a fun night, as in we just have fun. We want to teach some truths there as well on this fun night. So pray the Lord will lead us to something slightly different. Pray the Lord will help us in our preparation. Help us to get the information we need quickly, able to put it together in a manner that the children will understand. That it won't be too simple that the older children, I'm bored. But yet it won't be too above the wee ones, that the wee ones are going, I don't understand this. Pray that we get the right level in the meetings, so that from the littlest one to the oldest one, they're engaged in listening and trying to grasp in answering questions. We don't want them to be bored. So pray to that end for us. Pray once again that the children will memorize God's word, that the word again will be buried deep within their hearts. Pray for the new choruses and hymns that we'll be learning, that the children will grasp the tunes and the words and want to sing them. There's quite often I pick pieces and they have the most amazing words. And I think the tune's quite good too, but do you see the children? It just does not grasp them. They just don't get it. So pray that our music, just the children will grasp it. Oh, I really like this. I want to sing. Children, can we sing this again? So that even the words of the music, the choruses that they learn, the new hymns they learn, again, it's backing up what we're teaching, that we're fearfully and wonderfully made in God's eyes. We have sent out a lot of our invitations via WhatsApp to our parents, those new parents we've sent out. Invitations are going out to the local schools. Pray that the parents receive them. Pray that the parents are able to bring the children along. Pray especially for Lisbalaw. It'd be awful to say of that place that the glory, Ichabod, the glory has departed. We think of the history Lisbalaw has had in hearing God's word preached in all its fullness and all its power. And yet today we can't get a children's meeting in that village. Pray earnestly for Lisbalaw. I've already been asked to do some assemblies. Pray that we'll get more. We're able to get back into the model school to do after-school Bible club there. It'll be sort of sad when we go back, because Mrs. Hadnett, who has been hosting our meetings, has retired. So we're really going to miss her. And she was a great witness in the model for the Lord and a great witness to the children. And because of her lovely, warm personality, she was able to gather up loads of children into the Bible Club meeting. So pray that the Lord would bless her in her retirement, and pray that the Bible Club meetings will continue on and we'll get a good crowd of children in. Keep the work of Bethel Children's Crusade before the Lord. As I said, we're labourers together. I can't do my work if you don't do your work with us in praying that we'll see Christ's kingdom extended and glorified. And if you're able to come along and help us in any meeting, please let me know. We have ladies who are maybe doing 2 meetings or 3 meetings a week. So if you can come along, it'll ease the load for others. We need helpers. We need you to pray. Thank you.
Well, thank you to our sister Gillian for that very encouraging report tonight on the children's work over the years, over the summer. We thank the Lord for all the children who come out to the meetings, and for that little one that was saved, and for the seed that was sown. And we rejoice in the Lord's goodness and his hand of blessing. So do pray on. God is answering prayer, and these matters that Gillian has brought for the new season, pray that the Lord would lead, guide and direct and provide, and that even the next time she comes to report, able to tell of other children's also who have come and sought the Lord for salvation. We're just going to look at a few verses before we get down to prayer. James chapter 5. I want to read just 2 verses with you from that chapter, James chapter 5, and the verses 17 and the verse number 18. James chapter 5, verses 17 and 18, here James is speaking to us about Elijah, and he says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the Lord gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Amen. At the end of this chapter, James directs us to the all-important matter of prayer. And this, no doubt, was in keeping with the other practical issues that the book deals with. James is a very practical book for the Christian. Verse 16, James there speaks of prayer, and he says, "Confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." And here James shows how the prayers of the righteous, of God's people, have a great impact for God and for good. And he illustrates this very point here with the example that he gives about Elias or Elijah in verses 17 and 18. It has indeed been said that Elijah's prayers turn the key of heaven. But it is this brief outline here of Elijah's prayer life that I want us just to look at this evening for a little while before we get down to prayer. Notice just first of all here, Elijah's constitution and prayer. It says there in verse 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. Notice that word passions, that really refers to his feelings, his affections, his emotions. And with those words, James here tells us that Elijah was really similar in constitution to the rest of God's people. He says, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was a sinner saved by God's grace. He was not perfect. He had many ups and downs in his life. Yet despite all these things, Elijah was a man of prayer. And child of God, take encouragement from this tonight. Yes, as Christians, we may be beset with many infirmities, many weaknesses. Perhaps as believers, we feel there are things that we are unable to do. But there is one thing that we all can do and enter into, and that is prayer and seeking God. Over in the book of Acts chapter 6, we read there of the apostles in the early New Testament church. And they said, but we will give ourselves to prayer. There was that giving of themselves to prayer. Dear believer, tonight, follow that example. Give yourself to prayer. Elijah was a man of prayer. Even though he was like all the rest of us, a sinner saved by grace, his life was marked by prayer. Indeed, highlighting the importance of prayer, J.C. Ryan said, whatever else you make a business of, make a business of prayer. How important prayer is. Elijah's constitution in prayer. Notice something else here, Elijah's communion in prayer. For it says there in verse 17, Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. Notice that little phrase there, he prayed earnestly. If you have a Bible with a central margin, you'll see that that little phrase literally means in the original language of the New Testament, he prayed in his praying. In other words, he was earnest in prayer. He was sincere. He was fervent in prayer. In other words, his very heart and soul was in his prayer life. And child of God, indeed, this is how we also are to pray. In the book of Jeremiah, the Lord says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. There he speaks of the heart, every fiber of our being, as it were, being involved in prayer. Notice there what it says about Elijah in verse 17. It says, he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And here you see how he prayed specifically that it would not rain. And in this matter, he was actually praying in accordance with God's word. You turn back to Deuteronomy chapter number 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11 and verses 16 and 17. And notice the warning here that God gave to ancient Israel if they departed from him. Deuteronomy 11 verses 16 and 17. He says, take heed to yourselves that ye your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven
and there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless ye perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. And there you see that the warning was to Israel, if they departed from the Lord, there would be drought. There would be no rain, there would be barrenness. And my, that's what happened in the day of Elijah, the prophet. Ahab was upon the throne, and there's a great departure from the Lord and from the things of God. And Elijah knew this. And Elijah prayed very specifically, that there would be no rain. Yes, Elijah's day was a day of departure from the Lord. Therefore, Elijah had reason. He had a scriptural reason to pray as he did. He pleaded the scriptures. He prayed in accordance with God's word. He prayed specifically and definitely that there would be no rain. And child of God, there's a lesson there for you and I in all of this. And following Elijah's example in prayer, let us also be definite and specific in prayers. Gillian has mentioned specific matters tonight about the children's meetings, those that have taken place over the summer, those that are planned for the autumn season. Let us bring those matters one by one to the Lord in prayer, whatever those are, those practical needs, those details about different places and all that goes on in the meetings. Bring those matters specifically and definitely to the Lord in prayer. How important it is that we be specific in prayer. Let us pray in accordance with God's word. The Lord says, ask and ye shall receive. The hymn writer could say, there is a book whose promises I all my life shall plead. Elijah prayed specifically, prayed in accordance with God's word. Let us take the promises of God's word and turn them into our prayer book and be part and parcel of our prayer life. And plead those promises very specifically and definitely. Even this autumn season for the work of Bethel Children's Crusade, he prayed, and his praying, he was earnest. He prayed that it might not rain. He prayed scripturally and definitely. But notice something else here about his communion with the Lord in prayer. In verse 18 it says, and he prayed again. I'm sure there was times when Elijah thought about giving up in prayer and maybe forgetting about prayer and saying, well, I've prayed in the past, I'll not pray again. But it says here he prayed again. And that shows you and I that Elijah was steadfast and constant in prayer. He did not give up in praying. Believer, in this life, you and I also, we are called to be faithful, especially in prayer, in seeking God. You think of what Jacob said to the Lord at Peniel. He said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. He was constant and steadfast in prayer. Think of what Paul said to the church at Thessalonica. He says, pray without ceasing. And Christian, how important it is that you and I also be steadfast in prayer for Bethel Children's Crusade. Pray for it daily. Thank you for praying for it daily. Continue to pray for it daily, week in, week out, over the autumn season, over the winter season. Bring the needs before the Lord. Pray for Gillian and all the workers involved, that each one would know the help and the blessing of God. Let us hold on to God in prayer for God's work in Bethel Children's Crusade and the work of God here in the church and further afield. The Lord says, men ought always to pray and not to faint. Yes, we see Elijah's communion of prayers, constitution of prayer. One final thought here tonight. Notice just Elijah's consolation in prayer. If you look at what you read there in verse 17, after he prayed that it would not rain, it says, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And then in verse 18 it says, he prayed again, and then look at what it says, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. And here you see how through prayer, Elijah had the keys of heaven. Because through prayer, he saw heaven opened. And through prayer, he saw heaven closed. But he saw answers to his prayer, specific answers to his prayer. And that was the consolation of his prayer life. He saw the hand of God move and answer to his prayers. And that shows us, dear people, that there's power in prayer. That's something we must ever keep before us in the Christian life, that there's power in prayer. Prayer moves the hand of God. And that's something God has decreed, something he has ordained in his word for his people, for his church. Turn back to Isaiah chapter 45 and the verse number 19, Isaiah chapter 45 and the verse 19. The Lord says, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare the things that are right. And you notice there how he tells us that it is no vain thing to pray. In other words, there's blessing in prayer. There's consolation in prayer. That there's fruit in prayer. Again, think of what Christ says in Matthew 11, verse 24. He says, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and that ye shall have them. What a promise to encourage us to pray. Believer in Christ, be encouraged tonight to pray. Be encouraged day by day to pray for the work of Bethel Children's Crusade. Be encouraged to pray for God's work here. And further afield, think of the words of the hymn writer. The hymn writer says, thou art coming to a king. Large petitions with thee bring, for his grace and power are such that none can ever ask too much. Praise God, the Lord hears, and the Lord answers prayer. May the Lord bless these few thoughts, and may they be an encouragement to us tonight to pray and to seek the Lord and to call upon the Lord's name. Remember especially tonight the work of Bethel Children's Crusade and all those needs, those requests, especially the desire to see the meeting up and running again and this fellow. Pray to that end that God will bring in the children and that the parents in the area there will have a burden to send them. Pray for the salvation of boys and girls and the blessing of those who are saved and new children. How good it is to hear of new children coming, and this is the Lord's doing. Pray God will bring more in this year under the sound of God's word. Remember the Sunday school, the Bible class, the youth fellowship also as they seek to recommence soon. Pray for the services on the Lord's Day that will know God's blessing. Remember the mission coming up as well at the end of October. Be much in prayer for that. Remember the sick as well in your prayers. And do remember them before the throne of grace in prayer. Do remember our missionaries as well at home and abroad. And would value prayer as well if they consider Christ's outreach for Saturday down in Longford Town. Thank you for praying for her mother. She was able to get out of hospital today. And just thank you indeed for your prayers in that regard. We'll just get down.